Today's shir is Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik, and we will begin on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Navi Shidiach, if a Navi tried to influence people to worship Avodah Zarah, the lachas is chayv skila. Rav Shimon Omer, Shimon's opinion is that he's chayv chenik. Another machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan is by Madichei Irani Dachas, the people who influence the city to become an Ir Nidachas, that all the members of the city should worship Avodah Zarah. Here too, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that there's a Chiyuv Skila, and the opinion of Shimon is Bechenek. Now the Gemara explains the basis for these two machlokes. Says the Gemara, Navi Shidiach B'Skila, a Navi who tries to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah is Chiyuv Skila. Says the Gemara, Maitam the Rabbanan, what's their basis for their psak? Asya hadocha hadocha mimesis. They compare the halacha of a Navi who tries to influence people to worship Avodah Zarah to a regular individual who tries to influence people to worship Avodah Zarah. Ma'ala halon, just like the halacha, that's not disputed. The Torah says explicitly, they schayv skila, af kam beskila. Here too there's a chayv skila. Rav Shimon, and as the Mefarshim explained, Rav Shimon begins from the point of not being comfortable with the opinion of the Rabbanan. Because Rav Shimon says, if the halacha of a Navi Shehidiach and a Mesis are identical, why does the Torah have to single out a Navi Shehidiach? Is there no different than any other Mesis? The fact that the Torah has a separate parasha about a Navi Shehidiach seems to indicate that he has a unique halacha. And therefore, says Rav Shimon, we'll review what the Torah says regarding a Navi Shidiach. And the Torah says, Misa Ksivbe. The Torah says that it's Chayv Misa. And the halacha is, the Kamisa Amur B'Torah, Stam, as we've learned many times, when the Torah says that somebody's Chayv Misa without any explanation, the halacha is that it's Ein Alachenik. That's the basis of the machloikis by Navi Shehidiach. The next machloikis was regarding Medichi Ir Nidachas, the individuals who tried to convince the city to worship Avodah Zarah. And again, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that there's a Chiyuv Skila. My Tam of the Rabbanan asked the Gemara, why did Rabbanan hold that there's a Chiyuv Skila? Says the Gemara, Gamri, for them it's very easy. Gamri Hadocha Hadocha. They learned the halacha of somebody who's trying to convince the city with a gzeirah shava of the words hadacha. Either they learn it from a mesis, which the Torah clearly says is chayiv skila, or they learn it from the halacha of a Navi Shehidiach that we just finished learning and proving that according to the Rabbanan, he's chayiv skila. And therefore, no matter where you turn, the halacha of a medicha and nidachas, according to Rabbanan, is skila. Rav Shimon, on the other hand, Gomer hadocha hadocha minavi. He learns the halacha from a Navi. And since Rav Shimon, as we said at the beginning of our shir, holds that a Navi Shehidiach is chayiv chenek, so too will be the halacha of somebody who's medichei ir nidachas. Ask the Gemara, the Ligma Mimesis. And as the Rishayim explained the Gemara, and we've learned this previously, this approach and understanding this type of Gemara. Rav Shimon had a Messiah. Rav Shimon had a Kabbalah that there's a Gzer Shava of Hadocha Hadocha. But he wasn't quite certain which is the right Gzer Shava. Should he learn it from Mesis, or should he learn it from Navi Shehidiach? Because he had a Gzer Shava, yeah, he had learned from his Rebbes that there is such a Gzer Shava, but he didn't know where to apply it. So when we have such a situation, what do we do? What we do is we look what is the better match. And the Gemara says the better match is to compare the halacha of Medichei Ir Nidachas from the halacha of a Navi Shehidiach. Ask the Gemara, why do we learn it from the halacha of a Navi? Why do we learn from the halacha of a Navi Shehidiach? Maybe it's a better match to compare it to Mesis. And by Mesis, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, everybody agrees, because the Torah says so explicitly, there's a chiyuv skila. Answers the Gemara. Donim Mesis Rabim, Mimesis Rabim. Navi, the case of Medichei Ir HaNidachas is talking about a case where they're influencing a city. A Navi Shidich is also referring to a situation where he's influencing a group. Vein Donim Mesis Rabim, and therefore it's a weaker match to compare the situation where somebody, the Navi Shidiach, is trying to influence an entire community from a Mesis, which is only a Yochid. Says the Gemara, Adrabba, if we're looking for what is the better match, one could certainly make an argument, Donin Hedjit Mihedjit, Vein Donin Hedjit Menavi. It's a much better match to learn the Halacha of a Navi Shihidiach compared to, no, to learn the halacha of Medichei Enidachas from a Mesis, because both of the people doing that are Hejoitim, regular individuals, Vein Donin, versus learning the halacha of a Hejit, a Medichei Enidachas, from a Navi who are so very different. So if we're looking for a better match, asked the Gemara, isn't comparing a Navi, isn't it better to compare Medichei Enidachas to a Mesis versus comparing it to a Navi Shidiach? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's opinion is, Kimin Shidiach, once we have a situation that it's a Navi that's doing such a terrible act that he's trying to influence people to worship Avodah Zarah, and look, he's not a Navi, he's not a Navi, he's a Hedjit. Somebody acts this way. And therefore, as we said a moment ago, the better match is to learn Navi Shidiach from the Allah, to learn Medichei Enidachas from Navi Shidiach versus learning Medichei Enidachas from Mesis. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, in continuing to explain where we just learned the Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan, says Rav Chisda, Machlokes, where do we have a Machlokes between the Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? What is the Einish? In a situation with somebody, the people we began to share with, the Medichei Iranidachas, or the Novi Shidiach, comes and says that there is no Isser to worship Avodah Zarah, or Kiyam Mixus, or Bittul Mixus Avodah Kachavim, or he comes and says that even just a part of Avodah Zarah is not Osir, that's completely unacceptable. What does it mean, Kiyam Mixus, and Bittul Mixus Avodah Kachavim? So I saw two examples. One example is where the person says, where this person is trying to influence people to worship Avodah Zarah, that you're allowed to worship Avodah Zarah temporarily. One example. Another example is where he says, Avada, there's an Issa to worship Avodah Zarah, but it only refers to certain specific parts of that Issa that are no longer relevant. The halacha is that Avodah Zarah in its entirety is always Osir under all circumstances. And actually, I saw the Meiri says, it's not limited to Avodah Zarah, but any mitzvah that speaks to Amuna and accepting Amuna and Hashem can never be abrogated under any circumstances. Rachmana Omar, Min HaDerech, Afilu Mixus HaDerech. Any abrogation of this mitzvah is unacceptable, and according to Shimon DeZachiv Chenek, according to Rabbanan DeZachiv Skil. Aval, Oikar Guf, the Shar Mitzvahs, in a situation where somebody is trying to completely uproot one of the other mitzvahs in the Torah, the Rehakol, there everybody is going to agree that the Chiv is a Chiv Chenek, even the Rabbanim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, the Kiyam Mitzvahs, or Bittul Mitzvahs, or Shar Mitzvahs, if somebody says that another mitzvah is temporarily suspended, that the Rehakol Potter. Everybody will agree somebody does, if a Navi does that, it's Potter. Why? We actually, as we learned in the previous year, have precedent like Eliyahu Bahar HaKamel. Master Rav Hamnuna asks Rav Hamnuna on Rav Chizda's explanation. The pasuk that describes all these dinim says Leleches refers to mitzvahs asay. Ba refers to mitzvahs lois asay. Why does Ba refer to mitzvahs lois asay? So I saw two explanations in the Rishonim. One is the pasuk that speaks about a karma chatas, which is brought when one violates a mitzvah slice of say, says the word ba, avoina ba. So you see that ba refers to mitzvah slice of say. Another explanation that I saw is that the Torah is saying ba, this is the way to go and not any other way, which refers to mitzvah slice of say. Now, if this pasuk is talking about a situation where there is both a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah slice asay, as Rav Hamnuna to Rav Chisda, that this pasuk is talking about avodah zara, and it's teaching us the halacha of a novi shidiach, as the Gemara, esiv avodah kachavim hechem shkachsla, where do we find that mitzvah asay avodah kachavim? Says Rav Chisda, that isn't such a big question. Tegmar Rav Chisda, when he taught them the mitzvah asay to actively destroy the avodah zara. Rav Hamnuna, as the Mefarshim explain, is not satisfied with Rav Chisda's answer, because he finds it difficult that given that we just said, even though the Gemara was able to identify a mitzvah saseh by avodah zarah, but the Gemara was only able to identify one mitzvah saseh, and to say that the entire pasuk is built around one specific situation is something that Rav Hamnuna has a hard time accepting. And therefore Rav Hamnuna has a different interpretation, a different way of looking at the machloikis of Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, machloikis, according to Rav Hamnuna, the machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rabbanan is ba'oikar aguf, bein vavetz kacham, bein mishar mitzvahs. If a Navi comes and says that a mitzvah, whether it's avodah zarah, one of the other mitzvahs, no longer exists, or kiyum mitzvahs, or bittul mitzvahs to vavetz kachavim, or he even tries just to uproot or suspend one part of avodah zarah, that is where we're going to have the machlokes. The Rachmana Amad, the Torah says, min haderech, afilu mixas haderech. Any part of any mitzvah, in all of the cases, is machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, where according to Rav Shimon, there's a chiyuv chenek, and according to Rabbanan, there's a chiyuv skila. Aval, kiyum mitzvahs, ubitl mitzvahs, the sham mitzvahs, by all other cases, by all mitzvahs, if the Navi says that they partially should be suspended, everybody will agree it's potter. Interesting tshuva in Ritvaz. Ritvaz says, wants to say, that maybe this is only by mitzvahs ben adam l'makam. However, mitzvah ben adam l'chaveroi, perhaps a navi should not have the right even to partially suspend, but the Ritvaz says that he can't find any basis in the Gemara to make such a statement, and therefore, if both versions of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, Rav Amnuna and Rav Chisda, and this is total agreement, that by Shar Mitzvahs, not avodah zarah, partial suspension is mutter, it'll be even by Mitzvahs ben Adam l'chaveroi, not only by Mitzvahs ben Adam l'chmakam. So at this point, just to reflect on the Machloikus of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, the Machloikus of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda really boils down to one situation. And that is the situation of a Navi is oiker or an entire mitzvah, not avodah zarah. Where according to opinion Rav Chisda, everybody agrees there's a chiyuv chenek. And according to opinion Rav Hamnuna, our old machloikus of Rav Shimon Rabbanan still applies. Rav Shimon saying chenek and the Rabbanan saying skil. Quotes the Gemara Braisa that speaks to this subject. Tana Rabbanan. If a Navi wants to uproot something from the Torah, chayiv. He's chayiv. L'kai mitzvahs, l'vatal mitzvahs. If he wants to keep pot and leave pot, Rav Shimon poiter. Rav Shimon says that he's potter. Uvavaris kechavim, uvavavadah zara. Afil oimer hayoim ibdua. Even if it's a partial suspension, uvavamacha betlua, devrihakul chayiv. So this braisa, as the Mefarshim work with this Braisa, poses numerous questions. The first words of the Mishnah, Hamasna'a b'lak of the Braisa, the Vitar Chayif, seems that that the Machloikus of Rav Shimon Rabbanan will apply here. But according to both versions of Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisda, this is a case where the Machloikus still applies. Next problem, the Braisa says, L'kai mitzvahs, l'vatal mitzvahs, Rav Shimon poter, which means only Rav Shimon holds its poter, but Rabbanim holds its chayiv. Again, difficult, because both according to Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisda, by Shar Mitzvahs, not Avodah Zarah, partial suspension, everybody, not only Rav Shimon holds his potter. And lastly, by Varis Kechavim, partial suspension, this brisa seems to suggest everybody will agree is Chayiv, the same Einish, there's no Machlokes of Shimon Rabbanan, and both versions of our of Rav Hamnuna and Rav Chisda say that the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbanan will apply in this case. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara will try to explain this brisa according to both opinions, the opinion of Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna. Says the Gemara, Abaya held like Rav Chisda, Abaya held like Rav Chisda's understanding of the Machlokes of Rav Shimon Rabbanan, and he is Metaris like Rav Chisda, explains the brisa according to that opinion. Rav, on the other hand, says the Gemara, Savlok Rav Hamnuna, agrees with Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna's understanding of the Machlokes of Rav Shimon Rabbanan, Metaris like Rav Hamnuna, and explains the brisa that way. Elaborates the Gemara. Abaya lo Savlok Rav Chisda, Abaya agrees like Rav Chisda, Metaris like Rav Chisda, and let's start learning the brisa again. Says the Gemara, Misna Balaka Dovim Natayra, if somebody's trying to suspend completely any mitzvah, not Avodah Zarah, Dirakol the Chenek. Everybody will agree, both Rosh Hashanah and Rabbanan, there's a Chiyiv Chenek. Number one. Furthermore, says Abaya, Lekai mitzvahs, Ulevatl mitzvahs, if somebody only partially suspends one of the other mitzvahs, Rav Shimon Poiter. Rav Shimon says he's Potter. So the question is, if that's the case, explain the Rishonim, that there's no machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan in this situation, so what is the Braisa pick Rav Shimon? The Braisa should have said everybody agrees. Answer the Rishonim. Since the first words of the Braisa follow the opinion of Rav Shimon, because as we just said, the Braisa holds that everybody holds the Kai Mitzvahs, Ulevatl Mitzvah. We follow Rav Shimon's opinion that we give Chenek. So we focus on Rav Shimon, but not that the Rabbanan disagree. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, even in a situation of partial suspension, everybody will agree that he's Chayiv for, given that it's Avodah Zarah. But what will be Chayiv? Makadislay, Rav Shimon will say Chenek, Rabbanan will say Skila. So we explain the brisa according to the way Rav Chisda understands Rav Shimon and Rabbanan's opinions. Now says the Gemara, Rav Savalok Rav Hamnuna. Rav agrees with Rav Hamnuna's understanding of the machlokes of Rav Shimon and Rabbanan, and Umetarzok Rav Hamnuna. And he explains the brisa that way. So again, we review the brisa. Hamasna Balaka Dovim Natayra. If somebody wants to uproot one of the mitzvahs, and it makes no difference, completely uprooting. Bein mavarish kacham, bein mishah mitzvahs, says the brisa tzchayiv. The halacha is that it's chayiv. And what will be the din? Makadisle. Rav Shimon Chenek, Rabbanan Skila. Lekai mitzvah, levat mitzvah, mishah mitzvahs. If he wants to partial suspension, not by Avodah Zarah, Rav Shimon Poiter, Rav Shimon says it's Potter, and the Rabbanan will agree. Say to Mefarshim, again the question, why is the Braisa only focused on Rav Shimon's opinion? What about the Rabbanan's opinion? So Mefarshim say a beautiful teretz in explaining the Braisa according to this understanding. We find that Rav Shimon is very lenient. So we would think that Rav Shimon is going to be lenient by other mitzvahs, even if he completely suspends it. Shows us the Braisa, it's only by partial suspension that Rav Shimon is lenient, not by complete suspension, even b'shar mitzvahs. U'bavardus kechavim, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, afil ha'mayom evdu el-macha betlua, even partial suspension, everybody will agree that it's chayiv. What are you chayiv? Makadislay, Rav Shimon Chenek, Rabbanan Skila. Says the Gemara, Amar Avu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bekol, in any situation, Im Yarem Lecha Novi, if a Novi tells you, Avor Al Divrei Torah, that there's a special circumstance that we should violate what it says in the Torah, Shmala, we should listen to what the Novi says. chutz ma'avodas kochavim, except for the situation of avodah zara. Shafilu mamun l'chachama be'emtzer rakia, even if he is able to have the sun stop in the sky, so he obviously is showing that he has power. Al tishmala. There's never, as I said at the beginning of the shiur, a heter to violate avodah zara. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Glili Omer, Higia Torah L'Sof Datos Avodas Kochavim. The Torah recognized avodah zara. L'fikach, not Torah Memshalaba. The Torah is very specific. Shafila Mamlecha Be'emtzam Be'emtzurikia Al Tishmala. Avodah zara is so serious that there can never be a situation, no matter what sign this Navi wants to bring, ignore it. Tanya, however, says the Gemara, Amar Kiva Chas V'Sholem, Shekarash Baruch Hu Mamad Cham Alev Ritzayna. Kiva has a fundamental problem. That we have here such a terrible person who's trying to influence people to worship Avodah Zara. So how does he have the ability to do such a thing that he could stop the sun in the sky? Therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, we're not concerned here about a regular person who doing this. That's not the case. Ella, what is the pasuk referring to, says Rabbi Kiva? Kigoy Hananya ben Azor. It's talking about an individual like Hananya ben Azor, we discussed him in the previous year, who started off as a Navi kosher. Shemnav mitchilosai Navi emes. Upsaif, and then he turned into a Navi sheker. So while he was a Navi emes, he had the power of a Navi. And while he was a Navi emes, he maybe made the sun stop in the middle of the sky. So now this person has this record. So I would think if this person with this record comes along and says, worship Avodah Zara, we ought to listen to him. Kamash Malon, when it comes to Avodah Zara, no matter who the person is, and no matter what record the person has, we ignore him. The Mishnah ended with the halachas of a Zayman Beves Kain. And as we explained, actually twice already, in the first Mishnah in the Perek and in the previous year. Zayman Beves Kain refers to a situation. The Torah says, Bas Ish Kain. We also know that the Torah says the din, that by Edom Zomimim, if Edom falsely say that they saw that this person did this Avera, and then people come, we're going to learn Masechta Makkos soon, that say, how could you say testimony, Manu Yisim, you were with us elsewhere, the din is Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasis L'Ochiv. So now the question comes up, if these Edom falsely testified that this Bas Kain had an adulterous relationship for which she would be Chayiv Sreifa, tells us the Mishnah that the Edom Zomim get Chenik. Menani Mili. Why? Says the Gemara. Amar Ravacha Bereid Ravika. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer. Ma Tamal Omer. Why does the Torah use the words? Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasis Lachav. Lefi. Shekolam Zomimim Shebetayra. Zomimim Baleim Kiyot Behem. That given, says Rabbi Yosi, that the woman, as I just explained, is Chayiv Sreifa. So ought to be, it seems, the din for the husband, for not the husband, the boil, the adulterer, the male, and for Edom Zomimim. Kiyot Behem teaches the Pasuk, Bas Koin He Be'esh Tisarev, to teach us He Be'sreifa, Vein Be'al Be'sreifa. It's only she, not the man. Not the adulterer. What will he get? He'll get the same oinish like any man who has an adulterous relationship. Chenik. Zomim any yedeya im lo huksha. Now we have a question: how do we treat the zomim? Do we give him the same oinish as we give the boil, which we said is chenik, or do we give them the same oinish that we give the woman, which is sreifa? And as the mafarshim say, the question is a very lumdisha question. Why is it a lumdisha question? On one hand, we know that the Torah is specifically strict with Edom Zomimim. Right? Because Edom Zomimim is a chiddush. Why do we believe the second pair that say Imanu Yisem more than the first pair? It's a chiddush. So we see that the Torah goes out of its way to be strict with Edom Zomimim. And therefore, when we have a question, should they get Sreifa or Chenek? It seems sensible to say they should get Sreifa. That's one side of the question. The other side of the question is that whenever we have a question which misa to give someone, chenek or sreifa in this case, we always give him the lighter one. So here they should get chenek. So here too, the Gemara is faced with a dilemma. The Torah is faced. The Gemara faced with a dilemma. In this case, do we give him the onish of the man or do we give him the onish of the woman? Any day mloy huksha, mloy huksha, shoy melasis lachiv, lachiv v'loy lachosim. But as I have mentioned previously, this is referring to a situation, the typical case, where the Edom Zomim are trying to get the man and woman killed, the man with chenek, the adulterer with chenek, the adulteress with skila, and the Torah says we give the Edom Zomim chenek, not skila. But what would be the halacha where there is no din Torah on the man, on the adulterer? Let's say the adulterer was a katan. Let's say the adulterer is not here. So the din Torah is only on the woman. And these Edom Zomim are trying to say that she should get sreifa. Would the same din apply that she would get sreifa but they'll get chenek? Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, the Torah is teaching us that Edom Zomim of Bas Kayin, under all circumstances, only get chenek. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it's only in the case of our Gemara, where we have both the adulterer and the adulteress here. So we say they'll get chenek like him, not sreifa like her. But in a case where there is no adulterer here, and the din Torah is only on her, and if she were convicted, she would get sreifa, then they, Edom Zomim, will also get sreifa. Hanulach Elohein Nachnakim, Hanulach Elohein Nachnakim, Hanulach Elohein Nachnakim. We begin, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, the last parak of our Masechta. Says Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. Everybody has a Chelek in Olam Haba. Why does this Mishnah come here? Pashup Shat. Because we've been learning all the people who get such terrible punishments, teaches us the Mishnah, as terrible as it is, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Olam Haba. As we will learn, Beza Hashem Yisbarach, our Perek, the question will come up is, as much as we can explain, what is Olam Haba? Some Mishnahim say that Olam Haba exists now. When a person leaves this world, he goes to Olam Haba. Other Mishnahim say that Olam Haba refers to the what will happen after Mashiach comes, which in itself brings up a question, what will happen when Mashiach comes? Many Rishonim have the opinion that when Mashiach comes, there will be what is known as the Yemais HaMashiach, which will be a time where the world will be very similar to the world that we have. Not entirely similar, it will be a world of peace. It will be a world without war. It will be a war without headaches, a world. But it will be very much the same. And according to most Rishonim, in that time, there will not yet be Tchiyas HaMeisim. And then there'll be another time after that, where there'll be the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Although I did see a very interesting pshat, that even though these Rishonim suggest the first Olam Haba will come, and then there'll be Tchiyas HaMeisim, there will be people who already have Tchiyas HaMeisim at the first phase. There's a raya later in the Gemara, I'll show you the raya hopefully, that Aaron and Moshe will be here. And then I saw that people, who when they lived their lives in this world, they were Metzapim li Yeshua. They were the people that were waiting anxiously for Mashiach. Even though the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim has not yet come, they will already be Zoichat Tchiyas HaMeisim. And actually, they bring a raya from the Shemon Esrei that we say every day, that speaks about, in the beginning of Shemon Esrei, Tchiyas HaMeisim is spoken about more than once. Because the different stages of Tchiyas HaMeisim for different people. So as we learn the Mishnah, the obvious question comes up to everyone. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Why does everybody get Olam Haba? A tzaddik should get Olam Haba. Why should everybody get Olam Haba? If you didn't act appropriately, why do you get Olam Haba? So I saw many truths. One teretz is that actually when the Mishnah says Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba, it only means tzaddikim. And that's actually the next words, Amech Kulech Tzadikim. Another pshat is, everybody's going to get Olam Haba. But, it depends when. Some people who acted appropriately, they leave the world to get Olam Haba. Other people will have to first go to Gehenim to be purified, and then they'll get their Olam Haba. A third pshat that I saw is that the Mishnah speak that there are two categories in Klal Yisrael. There is Klal Yisrael as a general group, and then they're individuals. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba means that all of Klal Yisrael as a group have Olam Haba. But that doesn't necessarily mean every single individual. Another pshat, Chavetz Chaim works with this pshat, is that everybody starts off with a portion of Olam Haba. But now it's your job not to mess it up. There's a mashal Rabbi Chanan used to say for him, the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, there was once a poor person. He had nothing to eat, no money. And he comes to a wealthy man's home and he says, I'm destitute. So first thing is the person gives him a meal to eat. And then he says, here's some money, and he puts it in his pocket. And he says, here's some food, and he puts it into his bag. And then as he sees the poor man leaving his house, he sees the money falling out of the pocket because there were holes in his pockets, and the food falling out of the bag because there were holes in the bag. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's what we are in this world. We start with Olam Haba, but we mess it up. We make holes in them, and we lose our Olam Haba. The Chassidish Sfarim, Tver Shleima, the Brachos Avraham, have a different approach. Every Jew is given the opportunity and the means how to get Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity and the means how to get to Olam Haba. We just have to take those kalim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and use it. And actually, there's a very nice riot to this pshat. Because why does the Mishnah say, Ko yusor yeshlam chelik lo Olam Haba? It should say, Ko yusor yeshlam chelik bi Olam Haba. To teach us, Ko yusor yeshlam chelik, they have a way how to get lo Olam Haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah and the mitzvah to get to Olam Haba. But then I saw a beautiful word. The Mishnah says every Jew has a share in Olam Haba. It doesn't say every Jew has a share in Olam Haza. Olam Haza depends on how you act. If you act appropriately, then you'll have Olam Haza also. If you don't, then you won't have Olam Haza. Says the Mishnah. They will all get a share in the Eretz Achaim. Netzim Atoy Mas Yedai Lasbar. However, says the Mishnah, there are those she'ein lam chelik olam haba, those that don't have olam haba. Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'toyrim. Three pshatim, and ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'toyrim. The Be'er Sheva says that ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'toyrim means that a person doesn't believe in tchias ha'meisim, one of the foundations of our faith. Rashi says, even if a person believes in tchias ha'meisim, but he doesn't believe, as we will spend a lot of time in the Gemara, in Mitzvah Hashem, that Tchias HaMeisim is alluded to in the Torah, that also is enough not to get a share in Olam Haba. The Shev Shmaitzah says a very interesting pshat. Ha'omer ein Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah, if somebody doesn't believe that what is the way one becomes worthy of Tchias HaMeisim, min ha'Torah, by learning Torah, if somebody doesn't believe, says the Shmaitzah, in the power of Torah, he won't have Olam Haba. Or somebody doesn't believe in Torah and Shemayim, or somebody's not Apikiris. Here too, there's a lot of pshatim, what an Apikiris, the Gemara will discuss it. Some say is that he lives a life of hefker, that he lives a life that he doesn't care, he doesn't act appropriately. Another way of explaining is that he thinks the Torah is hefker. He doesn't give the Torah the proper respect. And others say Apikiris represents a school of theology that existed in that time that was actually promoted by somebody whose name was Apikor, who didn't believe in God. The Gemara will explain what that means. By saying, Machloikis hamafarshim. If there's a machloikis in our Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Kiva and Abishol, or really they all are in agreement. Many Mepharshim are of the opinion that they're all in agreement. And they're giving different examples of somebody who won't have Olam Haba. But the Maral seems to learn that Rabbi Kiva is a machmer over the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Kiva says even these cases, one doesn't get Olam Haba. And Abishol is even a bigger machmer than Rabbi Kiva. Says the Mishnah, Shloishim ha'lo'achim v'abah ha'joytis Olam Chelk Olam Haba. The three people who were kings, the four who weren't, that Mishnah identifies don't have a chelik olam haba. Shlosh melachim, Yeravam, who was a chayta machdas rabbim, Achav, we spoke about Achav in the previous parak, and Menashe, who was Chizki's son. And it's interesting to note, as the Gemara will point out, that even though Menashe did tshuva, he still lost his share in olam haba. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, disagreeing with the Tanakhama, saying Menashe yeshlam chelik olam haba. Shnem v'yispala elov, Yishma Tchinasai, Menashe the Tshuva, and Hashem heard his tefillah, v'yishulayim, v'yishivu yishulayim l'malchusay. He was returned to his glory, and he will get Olam Haba. Amalai, the Rabbanan say to Yehuda, l'malchusay yishivu. He was only returned to his kingdom. However, v'loy l'chayu Olam Haba yishivu. That he lost. Who are the Abba Hajoytas? Bilam. So here too, the Mepharshim ask, Bilam? Bilam, we need to say, doesn't have a share in Olam Haba. So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat that I saw is, the Imri Emma says this pshat, that Bilam asked the Ti Achrisi Kamahu. Bilam specifically was mispalel that he should have the same end as Klal Yisrael. So the Mishnah wants to teach us, he asked for it, but he didn't get it. Another pshat is that we would think that Bilam, who was a Navi, should perhaps, even though he was from the Umas Olam, he should get Olam Haba, teaches us he doesn't. The Doig, and Achitofel, the Gechsi. Achitofel, the Mepharshim explained why does he have a share in Olam Haba. One pshat I saw is because we learned that Achitofel committed suicide, and somebody who commits suicide doesn't get Olam Haba. Another pshat that I saw is that Achitofel was the one who joined with Avshalom's rebellion against David. But Achitofel had a very interesting plan. First, he wanted Achitofel to prevail, for Avshalom to prevail over his father David. And then after Avshalom would have prevailed, he was going to take the Melucha. Achitofel wasn't from Malchus based David. So obviously Achitofel did not believe in Malchus based David, and somebody who doesn't believe in Malchus based David doesn't get Olam Haba. Says the Gemara Kol Kach Lama. Two ways of explaining. The Gemara's question is focusing on Tchias HaMeisim. And the Gemara's question is, why are we so strict about Tchias HaMeisim? Why, the Marsha explains, why is that the first thing mentioned? Why, according to Rashi's Peshat, explained the Mepharshim, just, you believe in Tchias HaMeisim, you just don't believe that it's in the Torah, it's already a reason to lose Olam Haba, because, says the Gemara, who kafir b'tchias HaMeisim? If someone doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim, l'fikach lo yir lo chelik b'tchias HaMeisim. Therefore, he isn't deserving to have Tchias HaMeisim. Four, says the Gemara, shall call me doyser shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way Kadosh Baruch Hu operates the world, it's Mida Kenegamida. What Pshad Mida Kenegamida? Pasha Pshad is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to, the punishment should fit the crime. But I saw another beautiful Pshad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to do affairs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva. So how will we realize that we need to do tshuva? If we get an oynish, which relates to the crime, that'll get us to think, what did I do? And it'll get us to do tshuva. Do Amar Rav Shmuel Ben Nachmani Amar Rav Yonasan. How do we know that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world? Shnema. Elisha says, listen, it was a time of hunger. And Elisha makes the following announcement. There'll be such an abundance you could get wheat and barley for a very cheap price. B'shah Shemen. Ksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'yan HaShlish. And there's somebody there, and he says to Elisha, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make windows in heaven that there'll be such an abundance? Can there be such a thing? So Elisha says to him, you will see it, but you won't have the opportunity to eat it. And indeed, says the Pasuk, when the next day there was indeed this abundance. He died without ever having the opportunity to get this cheap food. Ask the Gemara, who says it was because of Midah Kenegah Midah? The Dema Kilos Elisha Garmala is because Elisha gave him a curse. And that's why he died. Don't have Yudam Rab, because don't we know that Chilos Chacham Afil Achinam Hiba? And if Elisha cursed him, he got this Einish. Says the Gemara, Imkain Lichtav, if that was what the Pasuk is teaching us, all the Pasuk should say is that they trampled him and he passed away. Why does the Pasuk add the words Bashar? To teach us because of Iske Shar. He didn't believe about the price, which is set at the Shar, that's always the wording of the Gemara, of pricing, and that's why he deserved this terrible punishment. Continues the Gemara. We find we're going to start a Sugya. We're not going to finish the Sugya. We're going to start today's Sugya of looking for a source in the Torah for Tchias HaMeisim. And the Gemara actually will bring down no less than 18 sources. And the first one says it's Bigmak Yechai. Somebody who believes in Tchias HaMeisim, Chai. He's the person that will carve Tchias HaMeisim. Menayim of Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah. How do we know a remnant to Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah? Shinema. The Torah says, V'nesatma menas trumas Hashem la'aron ha'koyim. That the truma should be given to Aaron. Now the question comes up, V'chi Aaron la'olam kayim, will Aaron live forever? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that nobody lives forever. So what does the Torah say giving the truma to Aaron? Furthermore, another pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wrote the Torah, knew that Aaron will never make it to Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Torah say that you should give it to Aaron? V'chi Aaron la'olam kayim. Hashem knew that Aaron will never even make it to Israel. It's not truma that he should receive truma. Ella, it comes to teach us that he will have tchias ameisim. The yad Israel not like truma, and Klal Yisrael will give him truma. So as this is the right to what I said earlier. We said that at the first stage there won't be tchias ameisim, and by the second stage there won't be any eating. It must be by the first stage people like Aaron. Great tzaddikim will already have tchias hameisim. It's also hard to understand how Aaron will get all of it. So Mepharshim explained, it won't be that he gets all of the truma, he'll get a portion from everybody's truma. Mekan, the tchias hameisim in the Torah. The Beir Yishmael Torah, he explained Aaron. The Torah is teaching us a different halacha altogether. Ka Aaron. Ma Aaron chaver. Aaron was a Tzaddik and was Makbir and Tum and Tahara. He is the individual that receives Truma Af Bon of Chaverim. Another coin should not get Truma. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonasan. Menayin She'ein Noisan Truma L'Koyin HaMa'aretz. How do we know that we shouldn't give Truma to Koyin HaMa'aretz? Shnemar Yoyim L'Am L'Yosh V'Shalayim Losis Monas L'Man Yachzik B'Toras Hashem. Kol Machzik B'Toras Hashem. Whoever follows the Halachos of Hashem Yesh Lo Monas is entitled to Truma, Shein Machs B'Toras Hashem, Ein Loi Monas, is not entitled. Omer, Rav Acha Bar Ada, Omer Rav Yehuda, Kol HaNoisim Truma L'Koyin HaMa'aretz, whoever gives Truma to Koyin HaMa'aretz, Kiloisim L'Fnei Ari, it's like putting it in front of a lion. Ma'ari, just like when you put something to a lion, Safik Doris V'Eichel, Safik Ein Doris V'Eichel, we can't be sure how the lion will react. Af Koyin HaMa'aretz, Safik Ochel B'Tara, Safik Ochel B'Tumah, and therefore don't give it to him. But Farshim point out that that's not exactly the same, because what will be the halacha? According to the first opinion, the coin has to be a chaver. According to the second opinion, as long as he's not an amaoritz, you'll have to give it to him. Rav Yochanan Amar, afgarim loimisa. By giving truma to somebody who's not supposed to get it, you're actually doing him a terrible disservice. He could cause him to die. Because as we learned in the previous parak, shnema omeisa boi ki chalalua. The bay, reshmol tana, af mesia avon ashma. Causes him to carry this horrible sin. Shenemar, v'si oisam avoin osham, avoin ashna bachlam as kacheim, if they eat truma when they are tummy. Continues the Gemara. Another raya. Tanya Rav Simoya Oimer. V'nayin l'tchias ha-meisim in the Torah. Shenemar, v'kam akimoisi esprisi, itom, losis lohem as eretz kanan. Lohem loy nemar, elohem. To them. V'kam l'tchias ha-meisim in the Torah, Losses, the Mepharshim say it's not only the word lohem, but the matana. It's a matana that we'll get when we come up by Tchias HaMeisim. Tzedagam Gesh Kom Simen. Gesh as Kom Simen. Shalom Inim Sabish Gmuel. The Apikarsim Asa Gmuel. Nayin Shakarish Baruch Mechai Meisim. How do we know that Karish Baruch will be Mechai Meisim? Omlem, as he said, we have Raya and Atayim and Avim and Aksuvim. Like Kibam Amenu, but they weren't ready to accept his Raya. And the Gemara explains, in the Torah, what was the right that he brought? Because the Pasuk says, V'yayim Hashem Amosha, Hintcha Shaychev Amosecha, V'kam Om V'zona. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that after they die, Hintcha Shaychev Amosecha, V'kam. They'll die, and then you'll get up. Amaloi. So he said, that's not necessarily Pshat in the Pasuk. As the Gemara says, this is one of Pesukim She'en Lam Hechra. It could be that the word "come" goes on the first part of the pasuk, hin chasharchev amasech v'kam, and it's arrived for tchias ameisim, or it could be going on the second part of the pasuk, the "come on v'zonu," that the pasuk is saying that after you die, they're going to be act morally. The dumma v'come on v'zonu. So this is not a riot, they said. So he attempted a rhyme in a Nevi'im. V'ksiv, v'ksiv, yichyu meisecha, nevlosu yakinu, hikitsu v'radinu shaychen. Offer all of those that are laying in the ground, dead will get up. Kital iris talecha, there'll be dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sprinkle on them. V'eretz ufayim tapel. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya. Could that pasuk perhaps, says the Gemara, is referring the Dhamma, which we'll discuss more in tomorrow's year, the Dhamma Mesa Shehechia Yecheskel. It refers to the Mesa that Yecheskel was Mechai Mesa, the Parsha with that Summers Hayevashis in Yecheskel. So again, it's not a Raya. Mneksuvim, the Ksiv, the Chike Kiyen Hatoich, Hoylech Ledoidi Mishorim, Dovid Yishsif Se Yishenim. So we'll see that the lips of those who are sleeping, those who passed away, will begin to move. Says the Gemara. The Dilma, maybe what Pshat in that pasuk is a different Pshat. Rechushim Rachshin Sfasa Ba'alma, that their lips will move while they're no longer here. Based on what Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Dom Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shimon Yitzadik, Kom Mishin Nemra Alocha B'Shmoy Ba'olam Hazeh, somebody whose name is mentioned in this world, even though he's no longer here in the Beis Medrash, Sfasov Dovivoyz Bekever, Shenemar Dovivoyz Sisa Yishenim. There are many pshatim, I just don't have time for them, but one pshat I have to say. We know there's a nafkamina, there's a difference between a person in an oilam hazeh and oilam haba. A person when he's an oilam hazeh, he's a hoilich. He has the ability to go from one madrega to another madrega. Once a person leaves the world, he's a oimen, he has no opportunity to learn Torah to do mitzvahs. But if when he is no longer here, the divrei Torah that he said, people are repeating, so he's moving, he's still moving, because his chus continues after he's no longer here. Actually, Amalem Mikrezeh. So he brought this pasuk, Shenemar, the pasuk that we learned before, Ashenishba Hashem Levesechem Losis Lohem, Lohem Loinemar El Lohem. Mikan, the Tchias Mesim and Atayr. V'yei Shemrim, Mene Mikrezeh Amalem. V'atum Advekim Hashem, Shem Lekechem, Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim. We're connected to God. Ma'ayoyim Kulchem Chayomim, Afl Olam Kochem Chayamim. We always remain connected to God who is eternal, and that is proof to our eternity. Says the Gemara, Shalom Ramayim Shabashub Echananya. Nayim Shakarish Baruch Machayim Mesim V'yedeya Masha Asa Liyos. The Farshim ask, how do these two questions come together? The Farshim say beautiful pshat. They say as follows. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to be Machayim Mesim, so what's the point of knowing what the future will be? There is no future. It's only because it's Tchiyas HaMesim does the future have meaning. Amlem, Tvai Min Mikra Hazeh, Shnema V'yom HaShem HaMoshe, passage that we quoted before, Hin Chashoycha V'Masecha, he says that you're going to die, V'kom, but you're going to have Tchiyas HaMesim, V'kom HaMzena, and he also says that they're going to act immorally. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma, as we said earlier, perhaps shot in the pasuk is V'kom HaMzeh V'zona. The come is not in the first part of the pasuk; it's in the second part of the pasuk, and it's telling us just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling them that they will start acting immorally. Good, you don't have a proof to Tchiyas HaMesim, but you do have a proof the Yedei Mash Asad Liyos. Et Menami, Amar Biyach Mishum Rishim Ben Yichoy, Menayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim V'Yedeia Mash Asad Liyos, Shneim Mehin Choshoichem Avasech V'Kam. Tanya, Amar Belezer. I was able to prove that the Apikarsin tried to falsify our Torah. They hold Enchias Mesim at Torah. You changed the word Lahem to Lachem. You are of the opinion Enchias Mesim at Torah. Harry Omer, the Pasuk says, Hikaris Anayus Nafshahu Avoinaba. Hikaris, the Karis by Almaza. Avoinaba, what does the Pasuk mean by Almaba? Laimus, Lav Loyum Haba, so it's a proof that there'll be Tchias HaMesim. Omer Alei Rapop Labayv Leimel Hu, Tavai Mikoros HaTaros. Maybe, why do we have to bring a raya from Voin Abba? Why don't we just bring a raya from the words Hikoros HaTaros? Answer the Gemara, if that would be the raya, in Hava Amulei, as we know many times, when it's a double Lashon, the Bittar Kalash Mnei Adam. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this question by Hikoros HaTaros, Hikoros Ba'olam Hazeh, Tikoros Ba'olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So now you have a third. The chishloish yavlam yesh el v'nichrus ba'olam haza. Hikaris la'olam haba. He cursed Dibritai Kaloshim and Adam. Says the Gemara, so both of them now have proof from Hikaris alone that there's Olam Haba. So if so, Beirim Shema, Beirim Kiva, Avayin Abba, my Avdalei, says the Gemara, L'chir Tanya, Yochal Filos Tshuva, that he loses everything. Just to end with a nice thing. I know that there will be Tchis HaMesim. And when there will be Tchis HaMesim, will people get up without clothing? Or will they get up dressed? We'll bring a Kavachoymer from a kernel of wheat. The seed comes in, just the seed. Yoitz become avushin, all sorts of layers. Tzadikim, shnekbaram b'lev Hashem, that very netachrichim, alachas kam v'kamu will come up in all their glory by tchias hamesim.